You're listening to Radio TAB across Queensland, South Australia, Tasmania and the Northern Territory.
Talking all things Tasmanian greyhound racing now, and first up on the program, it's Greg Fay. Morning, Greg.
Good morning, Cole.
Gee, it's been a good week of greyhound racing here in Tasmania.
Yes, we've had the Devonport Cup being the main show in town, but Launceston started off with the Tote Racing Centre heats over the distance, or the middle distance, the 600, and they provided some pretty good racing.
Champagne Girl was the quickest of the heat winners.
Yes, look, she's a new star in town, especially in the middle distance ranks. She's a terrific sprinter too, but she's a bit slow out, and she keeps up better in these distance races. She was very good beating Gemstone Jack, and he was very good running second because he got away from her, and then she got away from him, and he came back. Mm. They'll both be hard to beat in the final.
JD Fortune was another heat winner.
Yes, JD Fortune caused somewhat of an upset. There was a bit of a mix-up just before the home turn, and there was one dog pretty lucky still to be with us, I think. Palooka, the favourite, rocketed home at the finish to run third. But look, JD Fortune's always been pretty strong, and there was actually a heat in between those two as well, which Helia Oliver probably caused an upset as well. Gunning, he beat Sonorous, and the early favourite, Sober Moment, met a bit of interference, and look, it wasn't too bad, but he does find a bit of trouble in his races.
Palooka missed out. It's a first emergency for the final.
Yes, look, he'd probably be one of the favourites if he draws in, but look, he's a funny dog. He's got that much ability, but he's just still learning after all this time where to put his legs, and you'd think he'd have it worked out by now.
Mm. We then went to Devonport and had heats of the Devonport Cup, and well, the first heat was won by Rumbling Rick, and he set the tone for the day.
Oh, look, it was certainly the race of the day, wasn't it? I mean, I didn't think there was a dog in Tasmania that could run Yappin' Jack down, and by no means was Yappin' Jack disappointing, because he's been beaten a half length in 25.57, which made him the second fastest qualifier. But Rumbling Rick, as we know, owned by Rick Ponting and trained by Jacko Hammersley, he's always had, you know, massive ability. He represented West Australia in this year's national, or last year's national sprint final. But back in Tasmania, he is a true Tassie product.
He's drawn the box five in the final. That's going to be a little awkward.
That's a serious problem. Mm. Yeah.
All right, the two Helliers got through, Helier Missile and Helier Bolt.
Look, Helier Missile would have a much bigger rap on him if he wasn't Helier Bolt's brother. He's just been a wonderful dog right from the word go. And he was so brave in winning because Dominator Girl led, Teddy Tomboy and the Victorian Buckle Up Mason were vying for the second spot, as was Helier Missile. But once they straightened, he was the one that hit the line best of all. And look, he's drawn box one in the final, and he is the best roughie, I believe.
Okay, Helier Bolt comes out of box two in the final.
Yes, and that's a pretty good draw for him as well. Look, I think his last two wins have been, I mean, you tend to judge great dogs more harshly, I think. His last two wins haven't been his best, but they've still been wins, and that's what great dogs do. He had a little bit of luck in his heat because Pedro's runaway got onto the heels of Black Rip, and they got into awful trouble mid-race, and he whipped around and ran to the lead. But look, he's won there in 25.28, which is the fastest dog, you know, in the state at the moment on that track, and I think he'll run favourite, and he's the one to beat.
All right. What did you think of the performance of Archie Gumballs?
Archie Gumballs was extremely impressive. He'd publicly trialled the week before and ran 25.47. He ran down last year's winner, Alan Benji, and Varco split them on the line. But look, he hasn't got the greatest strike rate, which makes you think he's not that clever in a field, but he was pretty clever on Tuesday, and he's the only Victorian out of several that came over, so it just shows you the quality of the Tasmanians to have seven of the eight in the final.
Proven Fantasy will go around from box eight in the final.
Exactly the opposite side of the track he wants to be on. He has won at Devonport in 25.50, and he beat a very good heat, actually, in 25.74, but you just fear that box eight's going to be one bridge too far for him.
Jeff the Tipster took out the final heat of the day.
Look, he's one of the most versatile dogs in the state. He's won over all tracks. He's won over all the middle distances. And Buckle Up Wes missing the start opened it up for R8, which ran to a good lead and ended up making the final. But Jeff the Tipster, with his high galloping action, was just too strong for him in the run home.
Yeah, he's a good little dog, isn't he?
Yeah, he is a good dog.
Who haven't we mentioned? R8?
Yeah, well, R8 ran second to him, and he's got, you know, speed to burn, but he's very, very disadvantaged, I think, by the wide draw as well.
So with the box draw, what would you be tipping?
Look, I think Helia Bolt's entitled to be favourite, but not short. And I really think Yap and Jack's still the main danger because he's now gone into box three, which is pretty good for him. Helia Missile, I think, is the best roughie in one. I think somewhere down near the inside is probably going to win the race.
All right, so 1, 2, and 3, the main hopes. Greg, Thursday night we went to Hobart, of course, for Greyhound Racing. We had a Grade 5 sprint final. That was won by Rear Window for Keith Nichols. It's a promising little Greyhound, 9 starts for 5 wins.
Yeah, and a promising little trainer in his 84th year too, Keith. He's an absolute marvel. He's just had good dogs all the time in my time in racing, but he's never had better dogs than the last couple of years. Look, this bloke, he's had box one 3 times for 3 wins now, and he held off a very brave Like a Comet, and then you can just forget the run of the favourite Wild Cindy, who got smashed once and twice and a third time. But look, Rear Window, and he's a very good dog, and I think he'll run 600 too. He's very strong.
Yeah. Nice type. And what about a greyhound to follow?
Look, one from race one at Hobart on Thursday night of Margaret Rosendale's Wee Fire. It pinged out to a good lead and was run down by a very promising bitch in Kerry Spice. She only got beat a length in 26.50, and if she keeps beginning like that, she'll be knocking off the juveniles pretty soon.
All right, Greg, thanks for your time. Wee Fire, the greyhound to follow.
Thanks, Colin.
Greg Fay joining us on the Greyhound Show.
This is Radio TAB Australia.
Now let's try and find a winner for the meetings coming up Monday and Tuesday. Tuesday, of course, as we mentioned, is Devonport Cup Day. Rick Puccinelli online. Morning, Rick.
Morning, Colin. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks, pal. Geez, I was saying to Greg, been some very good greyhound racing here at the past week.
Oh, there certainly has, Colin, and it's you've got the inevitable duty of doing all the calling for the next month, so you'll get to know these dogs very well.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Enjoyed last week. Let's see what we can find a winner in Launceston, the first leg of the quaddy, race number 5, the invitation.
Colin, I went with number 2, Miss Kiss, just off Miss Speed Maps. I think she might go to the lead, and she's a pretty handy bitch on the bunny. I put 2 on top. 7, Who Dat Lass, chained by our mate Charlie Moat. It's got a good chance. She's been working home quite well, even though her figures don't read that well. I think she's got a good chance from the draw. 8, Crazy Wall, got into all sorts of trouble Thursday night. Box 8 will definitely suit. And number 3, Blinking Becky. Now, she's a good beginner. Desperate railer, likes the Launceston tracks, got some chance to include in your multiples. 2, 7, 8, and 3.
Race 6 is the final of the juvenile graduation over the 600.
Got to go with number 3, Colin, in Champagne Girl. Look, she posited up close. She was too good for Gemstone Jack. I do think they'll run the Quinella. 3 to beat 1. 7, Sonorous. Look, he's always there about. He's a great little honest little dog for Mark Rosendale. I've got to put him in for 3rd. And number 5, Alwyn Benz. You've got to include him in all your multiples. He's a very funny dog, but he's got a big motor. 3, 1, 7, and 5.
Third leg at Launceston, race 7.
I went with number 7, Mental as Ben. I don't think it'll be any flash odds, but I just can't find any depth in this race, and I just think that he nearly has to win. 4, Hard as Nail. It looks the certain leader, and so it's got to be 2nd pick. For 3rd, I put in number 5, Rock Royalty. He's a good grinding sort of a greyhound. He hasn't got a lot of high speed, but he grinds away quite well. And number 8, Winkley Sam. Just forget it went round on Thursday night in a race that was marred by a lot of interference at the start. 7, 4, 5, and 8.
7, 4, 5, 8, and we round out the quaddy in Lonnie on with race 8.
Colin, I reckon this is a very handy race. Look, there's a bit of speed involved here in number 1, Blue McCool, and number 6, Fritzen. I went with Blue McCool. He ran 4th on Thursday night when he led up in the final, and I thought his run was A-OK. From box 1, I just think he might posse up and be the dog to beat. 3, Mori Baba. He's in the same mould. He's very strong. He should posse up, and he'll be right there at the finish. 6, Fritzen, because of the mention today, he'll be up and vying for the lead, and it is probably a little bit of a drop in class. And the 4th, I put in number 2, Street Talk. So I'm tipping Loretta McShane to run her dogs to run a good race in this race. 1, 3, 6, and 2.
Righto, Rick's quaddy numbers, Launceston Monday night, 2783 into 3175. 7458, the 3rd leg, coming home 1362. A best bet?
Get it early, Colin. Race 1, number 2, Kawasaki Rose. I just think she might zoom to the lead, be very, very hard to beat. And there's an early scratching in that race if people want to take note. Number 7, D Diamond. So I think Kawasaki Rose is the way to go in race 1, number 2.
All roads lead to Devonport on Tuesday for the running of the Devonport Cup. That is race number 8 on the card, which will be the final leg of the quadrilla. So more on that in a moment. The first leg is race 5.
I went with number 3, Fast Turtle. I just think from the draw, he might be the dog that might zoom to the lead and be very hard to beat. Mighty Lomar, number 1's my second pick. It's actually dropping in class. It's coming from a heat of the Devonport Cup back into a grade 4. It's got to have a good chance. 8 Painted Dotty had no luck on Thursday night, and 2 Cruiser Gibbs. He's resuming from a bit of a break where he'd been racing in the Meadows and Ballarat, and he's got pretty good Tassie form. 3, 1, 8 and 2.
Race 6, leg 2.
Went with number 1, Varco. This is the consolation of the Devonport Cup. Just thinking he might hold the lead and he might run a very, very good race. Number 8, Teddy Tomboy. Now, he's got very good statistics at Devonport. He's got very, very good statistics from box 8. He's got to be second pick. Third pick I put in is kennel mate, number 3, Ultra White. This dog's going very, very good at the moment. I never had much of an opinion of him until the last 3 or 4 months, and he's really jumped out of the ground, Ultra White. Put him in for third. And I put in and that. He's the sort of dog that might follow through number 1, Varco, and he's very strong. Rodney Campbell's a pretty handy man with a dog, and I just think he's got a chance. 1, 8, 3 and 2.
We go to race 7, the third leg of the quaddy at Devonport Tuesday.
This is a good race, Colin. There's a couple of greyhounds here that are flying, and I refer to number 2, Flash Innings, and number 5, Top Line Star. Looks a very, very good match race. I went with the greyhound that's going to be in front in Flash Innings. I put 2 on top to beat 5, Top Line Star. Now, he's out of the very, very good bitch, Top Line Doovy. And look, he just looks, when you watch the replays, he just looks like he's improving with every run. 2 to beat 5, 6 point made. He started very short at his last appearance and he missed the start, so he's got to be included. And I put in number 7, Winkley Frank. 2, 5, 6 and 7.
And the big one of the day, the Dowling McCarthy Tyres Devonport Cup, is race number 8. It winds up the Quadratta.
Colin, I'm still shaking my head to think that a dog called Yappin' Jack led and got run down by Rumbling Rick. I actually had something on Rumbling Rick. And
I was going to say, you were a bit bullish about it last week on the program.
I thought it would look to match race last week, and it turned out that way. I just think that Yappin' Jack's some chance that he might find the lead this week. I've gone with him to beat number 2, Hellier Bolt. I think he's very, very well drawn, Hellier Bolt. He's got a great chance. 4, Archie Gumballs. Thought his win was very, very good. He looks very strong. He's a desperate railer. And I put in number 5, Rumbling Rick, for 4th. He's actually going from box 1 to box 5. Mm. I think that's the little worry, and there's a bit of speed drawn inside of him. 3, 2, 4, 5.
It's amazing both Greg and yourself tipping a greyhound that didn't win a heat to win the final.
Well, that's, you know, how it is. We can only read it off our work.
That's right. What's your best bet at Devonport?
Race 1, number 4, Dark Gladiator. Now, he was spotted running home on Thursday night in Hobart very, very strongly in the final. He ran third, and look, the 580 is a very, very ideal trip for him, and I just think that he might be around the 5-2, 3-1 mark. Race 1, number 4, Dark Gladiator.
Good on you, Rick. Thanks for your time. We'll join you again next week.
Thanks, Colin.
Rick Puccinelli and Greg Fay joining us on the Greyhound Show, and I'll be back in just a moment to talk all things thoroughbred with Tasmanian Turf Talk.
On the air and on the net, racing information when and how you need it. This is Radio TAB.